Ghost Hunting. A Beginner's Guide to Investigating the Dead. The Paranormal Investigator's Guide to Basic and Advanced Ghost Hunting Equipment. Nicholas Miller. Chapter 1. How to Find a Ghost. 1. 'Tis not likely you will hear about ghosts in your area until you start looking for them. As you become interested in the subject of ghosts and haunted houses and talk seriously to your friends, you will often find that someone will tell you about a ghost that has been seen somewhere locally, and then you can begin your investigations. If you don't hear about any ghosts and want to know the best places to start looking, find out from a library what haunted houses there are in your area. Begin by consulting any of the books listed at the back of this book. Ask the librarian whether they have any books or booklets about local ghosts which you can consult. Scores of National Trust and other properties that are open to the public are reputed to be haunted, and it is well worth visiting all the local historic houses to ask about any legends or ghosts that are believed to haunt them. If you live in Britain, there is a list at the end of this book of some of the most important haunted houses that are open to the public. The guides at these houses are very knowledgeable and are usually only too pleased to talk about the house and its history and the stories associated with its occupants. Local papers often carry stories of ghosts and hauntings, and although these reports can be exaggerated and distorted for the purpose of making them sensational news, they are worth investigating. You can also write a polite letter to your local paper, saying you are interested in local ghosts, and if they agree to publish your letter, you will probably receive some interesting replies, which, if you are lucky, will include some accounts of ghosts that have never been investigated or published. Then you can carry out an investigation and organize a ghost hunt into a case that has never been studied before. If you don't take the local newspaper in your household, there should be copies in the local library, and also of useful back numbers which you can go through. Radio and television reports of ghosts are also worth following up. Also, you can start ghost hunting in your own home. Are you haunted without knowing it? Membership of a society that interests itself in the subject can also be a considerable advantage. At present, the minimum age for membership of the Ghost Club is 18, and membership is by invitation only, but anyone can join the Society for Psychical Research, 1 Adam and Eve Mews, London, W8. They issue a periodical journal and proceedings, which, although often dry and statistical, do contain reports on investigations. The SPR also maintains an excellent library and a wealth of information about ghosts and hauntings. In America, there are more than 30 societies seriously concerned with the subject, among the most important of which are the American Society for Psychical Research, 5 West 73rd Street, New York, New York, 10023, and the California Society for Psychical Study, P.O. Box 844, Berkeley, California 94701. In Canada, there is, among others, the New Horizons Research Foundation, P.O. Box 427, Station F, Toronto M4Y2L, Ontario, and Australia has the Society for Psychical Research, Lisgar House, 30 Carrington Street, Sydney, NSW. In New Zealand, the main society is the Auckland Psychic Research Society, P.O. Box 5894, Wellesley Street, Auckland, and in South Africa, there is the South African Society for Psychical Research, 31 Kinross Road, Parkview.